active online. Visit mediasmarts.ca today and learn the skills you need to thrive in the digital world.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
How's it going tonight, folks? Welcome to episode 9 of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Hope you're all doing well tonight. We got an awesome lineup for tonight's show. We're going to kick it off with a band called Wayne Grow out of Vancouver. They've been around for about 10 years or so, and they've just been honing this abrasive, sludgy, hardcore style, and they just dropped their fourth album. It's called Sports, and honestly, it is the most brutal of all their albums yet. They've played with amazing bands like High on Fire, Fu Manchu, and Power Trip, just to name a few, but we're going to listen to the new album in its entirety. So it's only about 11 and a bit minutes long, so we're going to give it all one go, all five tracks, all at once, and come back and talk a little bit about it. So we're going to hear Fuel for Vomit first, and then Sports, which is the title track of the album, and then Brome, and then Masonic Falls, and then close it out with Pray for Blackout. I don't know what I did there. But yeah, let's get this going. Some Wayne Grow on the Maple Forge.
Drone on the dead. Take mine and dead. All in, split up with thine eyes. Thine eyes.
we're back after an amazing, sludgy, hardcore 11 and some minutes from Wangro. I love it. Honestly, I think Brome is my favorite track off the album. You'll have to give them a follow on Instagram, give me a follow on Instagram, and let us know what your favorite track was that you heard tonight. I'm sure they would love the feedback. I love the feedback. So hit it to us. And again, that was Wangro out of Vancouver with their brand spanking new album called Sports, which you can stream on Bandcamp, on YouTube, basically anywhere you can get music, you can find this. So if you enjoyed it, give it a listen. Next up, we're going to do a little new singles segment here. So we got three tracks we're going to line up. We got The Pale Horses with their new single, Morning Star. We got Sam with Ifrit. And then we're going to come back. I'm going to talk to you for a second about a new thing that's going to be happening on the show every once in a while and play a song to do with it. So I hope you enjoy these two tracks. Again, these are two new singles, one from The Pale Horses and one from Sam. So let's get into it on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hell yeah. The Pale Horses and Sam there with their two new singles. First was Morning Star by the Pale Horses, and then Ifrit by Sam. So we're going to get into talking about a new part of the show that's going to be happening every once in a while. Pretty much once a month. I've started working with doomcharts.com to bring the Canadian artists that make their monthly Doom Charts list to the airwaves and give them a little bit more love and kind of help Doom Charts out, because it's an amazing site that has so much music and amazing contributors from all around the world coming together to bring you a list of awesome heavy music from all over. And let me tell you what, it's so fun to just get lost on that site and find music you probably would never ever find any other way. So I really suggest putting doomcharts.com as one of your favorites. Put it right on that desktop, so it's just a click away, you know? Just a clickety click away. Get on Doom Charts, check out some heavy music. So I'll be working with them. Once a month, we'll be bringing the Canadian artists from the Doom Charts, and then we'll also be doing their Paration list and the Canadian artists that make that. So the first one we're going to be doing is Absorb. It's a Canadian band, and they are on the Paration list. They're out of Hamilton, Ontario, and they're doomy sludge. It's really fun. I like it. Definitely my cup of tea. We're going to get right into it. Great song. We'll talk a little bit more about it after. But here it is. Here's Smog by Absorb on the Maple Forge, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
we are back after that amazing, doomy, sludgy journey through the smog by Absorb from Hamilton, Ontario, courtesy of the Doom Charts Paration List, which you will hear a lot more about in the future, as well as their monthly Doom Charts. I'm stoked to be bringing that to you guys. Next, we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart that's happening on November 1st at the Mansion. It's Nathapalooza, which is one of my good friend Natalie's birthday party. It's going to be a big shindig. There's going to be two bands that I can tell you about right now. It's going to be Ox and Sun Below. There's going to be a couple more, but, you know, I'm going to save that for later just to know, you know, tickle your fancy again later. But it's $25 at the door. That also comes with a door prize ticket for a basket from the Cannabis Bazaar. Down Home Lovin' from Gananoque, the adult fun store, has also donated a door prize. And the big one is GupTech Foes VZ2 Hyper Fuzz pedal. This is a beast of a pedal. If you like pedals and playing guitar and messing around and getting really doomy, sludgy sounds, you're going to want to try to get your hands on this. There's links to the events on Facebook. There's links to the events on Instagram. I've shared them. I'll share them again. If you get a ticket online, you'll get an extra door prize ticket. And also, since it's the day after Halloween, if you wear a costume, you'll also get an extra ticket. So, you know, get out there, get in there, and all funds from raffles will go towards paying bands extra money for their time, as it should be. You know, Riff Mountain putting on this show, doing it right. Nathapalooza at the Mansion. We're going to hear a tune from Sun Below. We're going to hear a tune from Ox. And then we're going to come back. So we're going to hear Solar Burnout by Sun Below first, and then we're going to hear The Figure by Ox. So let's get into this. Let's hear some tunes. Let's get stoked for Nathapalooza. Woo, 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 woo. Let's go. We'll be right back. hell yeah. Sun Below and Aux killing it. Sun Below with Solar Burnout first. Aux with The Figure second. Catch them at Nathapalooza at the Mansion November 1st. Put on by Riff Mountain. Let's go. I'll be there. Show up in costume. Have a second Halloween. A birthday and Halloween. Let's get it on. What a great time. Can't wait for it. I'm stoked. I'm stoked to tell you more about it as it draws closer and I get leaked more information about it. But it's come to the time where we're going to end the show. But we all know today is September 30th, very special day. It's Reconciliation Day. So in celebration of that, I have a tune by Black Absinthe out of Toronto. Really amazing, thrashy metal band. And it's the title track from the new album called On Earth or in Hell. And if you listen to the lyrics while it's playing, you'll understand why I'm playing it for Reconciliation Day. But I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, Nathapalooza Mansion, November 1st. Remember, doomcharts.com. Check it out. Make it one of your favorites. Follow the Maple Forge 1019 on Instagram. Follow the Riff Mountain on Instagram. Let's get the metal flowing through Canada. Here's Black Absinthe with On Earth or in Hell. Thank you for listening to the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
forgive and we won't forget. I still can't believe that this took place for over a century. And the shame, the count for the blood that was spilled. God damn the motherfucking government who passed the bill. And those behind this tragic story will be punished one way or the other. They will pay for all the suffering they inflicted.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Center for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
It's been said that football is a game of inches. Even the smallest margin can mean the difference